Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Technically Speaking, an Intel podcast. When you think about the future, what kind of technology do you envision? Whatever the future holds, artificial intelligence will undoubtedly be at the heart of it all. Join Graham Class as he hosts Season 2 of Technically Speaking, an Intel podcast, and hears from the minds transforming healthcare, retail, entertainment, personal computing, and more with the help of AI. Tune in every other Tuesday and explore the latest technology that's changing our world today and creating a more accessible tomorrow. Listen to Technically Speaking, an Intel podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The best conversations I have with my colleagues are the ones that happen when no one is looking, when we're not 100% sure yet what to write.
Hopefully, having conversations like this can help you figure out your own point of view. That's kind of our job as Washington Post opinions columnists. I'm Charles Lane, Deputy Opinion Editor.
And I'm Amanda Ripley, a contributing columnist. We're going to bring you into these conversations on a new podcast called Impromptu.
Follow Impromptu now, wherever you listen.
What's up, this your boy Lil Duval, and check out my podcast, Conversations with Unc, on the Black Effect Podcast Network. Each and every Tuesday, Conversations with Unc podcast feature casuals and in-depth talk about ebbs and flows of life and the pursuit of happiness. Unlike my work on stage, I tap into a more serious and sensitive side to give life advice and simply offer words of encouragement, yet remind folks to never forget to laugh. Every Tuesday, listen to Conversations with Unc, hosted by Lil Duval on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Presented by AT&T. Connecting changes everything.
Let's clear out winter and clean up the lawn with Spring Black Friday savings at the Home Depot. Right now, get the Ryobi One Plus leaf blower for just $89 and make your lawn work easier with a powerful 90 miles an hour of clearing power. And with convenient online shopping, you can order on the app, pick up in store, and get outside sooner. Get your yard spring ready with the Ryobi One Plus leaf blower. Now just $89 during Spring Black Friday at the Home Depot. How doers get more done.
Welcome to Brainstuff, a production of iHeartRadio.
Hey, Brainstuff, Lauren Vogelbaum here. Since the launch of Sputnik 1 in 1957, several thousand human-made devices have been sent into Earth's orbit. A return trip was never in the cards for many of them. Thus, broken satellites, abandoned rockets, and assorted bits of mission-related garbage are now whizzing around our planet at frighteningly high speeds. Some objects may be traveling faster than 27,000 kilometers per hour. That's around 17,000 miles per hour, or really fast. And the trash begets trash. Collisions can generate even more debris, leading to even more impacts. This is a serious problem for a world that's dependent upon telecommunications and GPS signals. More than one active satellite has been destroyed by space debris, and many more will doubtless meet the same fate. We haven't come up with a perfect solution yet, but there are ways to remove some of the orbiting bodies that have outlived their usefulness. For almost half a century now, space agencies have been instructing old satellites and decommissioned vessels to crash land in a remote part of the South Pacific. The area is known as a spacecraft cemetery. It encompasses a geographic place of interest known as Point Nemo, a Latin word meaning nobody, and it's the furthest you can get from dry land without leaving planet Earth. It's about 2,500 miles, or 4,000 kilometers, east of New Zealand. So, when a doomed spacecraft is sent there, the chances of it hitting a person, or even a passing boat, are pretty dang slim. The watery gravesite received its first decommissioned spacecraft in 1971. More than 260 others have subsequently been laid to rest there, with the majority being of Russian origin. None can match the prestige, though, of Mir, the Soviet-built precursor to the International Space Station, or ISS, which cruised above Earth from 1986 to 2001. When Mir received instructions to land in the vicinity of Point Nemo in March of 2001, the space station broke apart in its rocky descent through Earth's atmosphere. Many components burned up in the process, and the six main fragments that remain are scattered across a wide expanse of sea floor. Similar things happened to the European Jules Verne spacecraft, the Russian Progress cargo ship, and countless other denizens of the deep sea burial ground. Come 2031, NASA plans to plunge the ISS into the waters of Point Nemo after more than 30 years of service. NASA expects to be able to operate the ISS safely through the year 2030. Of course, getting a spacecraft to land anywhere takes a lot of skill and precise calculations. Space agencies must remain in contact with their vessels in order to send up guidance instructions. Once that degree of control is lost, a craft is liable to wind up anywhere. If you lived through the space race, you might remember how NASA's Skylab unexpectedly crash-landed in Western Australia in 1979. By the same token, nobody knew where the Chinese Tiangong-1 orbital lab would come to rest after it stopped working properly in March of 2016. In what the press called a near-amazing coincidence, the 8.5-ton lab crash-landed on April 1st, 2018 in South Pacific waters, just narrowly missing Point Nemo as it fell. Today's episode is based on the article Point Nemo, Where Spacecraft Go to Die, on HowStuffWorks.com, written by Mark Mancini. Brainstuff is a production of iHeartRadio in partnership with HowStuffWorks.com and is produced by Tyler Klang and Ramsey Yount. For more podcasts from iHeartRadio, visit the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to your favorite shows.
There's two kinds of people in the world, people who love Health Aid kombucha and people who have never tried it. The bubbly mix of probiotic tea and refreshing juice is delicious and good for your gut health, with great flavors to choose from that you can't help but love. If you've never tried it before, maybe try a bottle or can of passion fruit tangerine or ginger lemon. Your taste buds and your gut will thank you. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health Aid kombucha today. Health Aid kombucha.
You don't have to hop a plane to see the world. This month's Free This Week picks on Xfinity brings you around the globe. Experience life at a European resort in the hit comedic drama Seaside Hotel from Walter Presents. Watch romance blossom abroad in a Scottish love scheme from Hallmark Movies Channel. Celebrate Earth Month with planet-saving docuseries like EcoEye with Duncan Stewart on Magellan TV. And be transported to your happy place with iHeartRadio's Feeling Good playlist. Just say Free This Week into your Xfinity voice remote.